Welcome to Sharing the Victory, the weekly radio program from the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, the heart and soul in sports. Coming up today, Cleveland Indians infielder Jamie Carroll talks about dedicating his baseball career to God.
You know, I just look at it that I'm fortunate to have the ability to play this game at this level and use the platform as best I possibly can to hopefully impact some lives.
And former New York Yankees second baseman Bobby Richardson explains why he supported the Fellowship of Christian Athletes for 50 years.
And I just feel like it's an organization that challenges young people with the idea of knowing Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. The follow-up is to get active in a church, and I just see the impact.
You'll also hear about the powerful influence coaches have on students.
The two words that have become really powerful in our world is coach says. Now, if coach says to do this, then you do that. If coach says to do something else, then you do that.
It's time to get today's program underway. Here's the host of Sharing the Victory, University of Nebraska assistant football coach Ron Brown.
I'm excited about today's show. Our first guest is Jamie Carroll, infielder for the Cleveland Indians, in his seventh season with the majors. Jamie played in the World Series with Colorado back in 2007, and our own Sharing the Victory baseball fanatic, Bill Bumpus, ran into Jamie Carroll for this interview.
Well, we're here today with Jamie Carroll, infielder for the Cleveland Indians, and Jamie, thanks for visiting with us today.
Hey, my pleasure. No problem at all.
Well, let's talk a little bit about your season, and you had a hand injury, so you've been on the DL for about the first month and a half. Mm-hmm. Has the Lord been able to teach you, or how have you been able to work through the injury, and maybe any lessons you've learned while you've been on the DL?
I think it's just given me an opportunity to sit back and appreciate what it is that I get to do. You know, it happened in the last spring training game. So, you know, it's allowed me to sit back, and I got to travel with the team and be a part of everything, but kind of appreciate, the game all over again, because you can get caught up in it and going through the struggles, especially the ones we're going through as a team, and just kind of understand what it is that you really get to do.
Jamie, I guess one of the things would be patience. Has the Lord really worked in your life through your career about patience, and what has he taught you there?
Yeah, I think with this game, you gotta have a lot of that. Physically, everybody is capable of that's at this level is capable of playing this game. But I think mentally, you gotta slow things down and not get caught up in the big picture and where you're trying to go and how your career is going to be, instead of just slowing down and literally taking it one day at a time. And I think through a lot of it, you have to lean on your faith to get through those times, because it's easy to get caught up in the media and, with family and friends and everything that want to be a part of it. It kind of takes away from what it is that you're trying to accomplish as a ball club. And I think you have to, lean on your faith and have an understanding of what it is your purpose is here. And I just look at it that I'm fortunate to be able to have the ability to play this game at this level and use the platform as best I possibly can to, hopefully impact some lives, or, use it to the ability to have a platform to be able to share with people what it is that, I believe in and my family believes in.
We're visiting with Jamie Carroll, an infielder for the Cleveland Indians, and talking about that platform. And for Christians, it's not just a Sunday thing as far as a relationship with the Lord, but really day to day, and even on the baseball field for you. I mean, how does that play out for you? How does that look for you when you're playing the 3 hours that you're on the field?
Well, I think you have to have a constant reminder to yourself, what it is that you're there to do. And, my goal is to hopefully, when I'm out there playing, that I'm being thankful to God for what he has blessed me to give me the opportunity to do. So I'm going to go out there and use my abilities the best I possibly can. And hopefully, things turn out right. But if they don't, they don't, And you have hopefully have other opportunities to make some things happen to be successful. But at the same time, have an understanding that that you're here and you're fortunate to be here. And hopefully in that time when I'm in front of these people or on TV, that people can see my faith through the way I play the game of baseball.
And I know in the past you've talked about how God is really your only audience, the one that's watching you, and how are you able to stay focused on that? I know it can be pretty difficult. How important is that for you to have God as your audience, the audience of one?
I think you sit back at times and put it in that perspective of, you know, when certain situations come about, and whether you're nervous or you're uncertain and have fear in the game of failing, that you know that He loves you and your family loves you, and it's just a situation that you're in, and try to eliminate all the outside, you know, sources and things that are there to give you the fear or give you the frustration, and just understand that, you know, he's looking over you and watching over you, and you want to do what you can to show that, I mean, you have the faith in Him, and, you know, you almost look at it that you're trying to play for His respect and honor Him and to glorify Him in that way. So, you know, there's many times you sit back when I, you know, feel a certain situation coming upon me that may bring some stress or frustration, that, you know, I look at it that I'm playing for Him, and He's given me this opportunity, and, you know, we're going to give it our best shot.
Jamie Carroll with the Cleveland Indians. Jamie, I know also that family is really important to you, your parents, and now a husband and a father. I'd just like to get your comments on the importance of family in your life.
Well, obviously, the situation and the lifestyle that we live, as far as traveling a lot and you know, putting a lot of stresses not only on ourselves but on our family. That, you know, my wife's raising basically, you know, two kids that are 14 months old, and when I'm on the road all the time. So obviously, it's a situation that you know, it's very important. One, that you have a family and a support group that understand the deal and what this game is all about. But also understand that, you know, you wish you could be there to be a part of things, and you try to make the most of it when you are there. And I think with my injury, that allowed me to be able to hang out at home a little more and not bring the game of baseball, you know, home. And I got to enjoy, you know, that aspect of it with my family and to be a part of a lot of things that I knew I'm going to be missing. But it's just important for myself to be able to know that you know, your family still loves you no matter what.
Well, we've been visiting with Jamie Carroll, the infielder for the Cleveland Indians. And Jamie, on behalf of everyone at the FCA, we just say God's blessings on you, and thank you for spending some time with us.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you. It's good to have this opportunity, and you know, hopefully some good things can come out of it.
Thanks, Bill. Great job. Next Sunday is Father's Day, and I have a book that would make a great Father's Day gift. It's called The Difference a Father Makes by Ed McGlasson, who's a former lineman in the NFL, now a pastor in California. I have 10 books to give away. Call right now, and we'll put your name in a hat and draw 10 winners. Just call at 866-788-5031. That's 866-788-5031. Up next, we're going to continue a series of interviews with our regional directors of FCA across the land. And we'll be kicking it off with Del Wright, the RD in Florida, talking about the influence that coaches have on their players. So glad that you joined us today. You're listening to FCA's national radio program, Sharing the Victory.
You love sports, and you love reading about sports. But your favorite sports publication seems to have become little more than a fantasy league report. Enter Sharing the Victory magazine. Published 9 times a year by the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, Sharing the Victory gives you in-depth articles on some of today's most popular Christian athletes and coaches, as well as stories of FCA's impact around the world. You'll also get STV's cutting-edge 2-page poster highlighting one of the magazine's featured athletes. Order your subscription today at sharingthevictory.com. Here's a quick hit from former gold medal Olympic swimmer Josh Davis.
Our body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. You know, we should kind of be aware of what we're eating, what we're drinking, how we're sleeping, how we're taking care of ourselves. And then there's another aspect of that where we really need to guard our hearts and protect our souls. We need to treat people right. We need to live life with purity so that we have a holiness about us, that we are equipped and strengthened to serve as God would call us to serve.
Quick hit from the Fellowship of Christian Athletes. Sharing the Victory Radio is online anytime at sharingthevictoryradio.com. Now back to Ron Brown.
It's always great to have as a guest one of our fellow FCA workers out there, FCA Regional Director for the state of Florida, Del Wright. Del, welcome to Sharing the Victory.
Thanks, Ron. It's great to be with you.
Del, you've had a varied background in the sports world. You've been down in Florida for a number of years. It seems like God has given you a heart for coaches. That is one of the areas, one of the four C's of the FCA ministry. What's God doing through you in the world of coaching and coaching for the glory of God?
Well, Ron, we've been saying for 55 years in FCA that the coach is the most influential person on the planet. And now research actually backs it up. The University of Miami at Ohio did an extensive survey of 20,000 adolescents. And they discovered that the coach definitely has the most influence of any other person. What was really significant about that was the 20,000 people surveyed were not all former athletes or current athletes. Some of them were just non-athletes, students at large. But the two words that have become really powerful in our world is coach says. You know, if coach says to do this, then you do that. If coach says to do something else, then you do that.
Well, Dale, the next serious question would be, what are coaches saying? Because that could go anywhere. That could be good, bad, or ugly. I mean, so if coaches are saying that which is right, praise the Lord.
That's right.
If coaches are leading us into wrong areas, then we need help. What are you doing to inspire coaches to be very biblical, because we know that that is the answer for everyone, to be very biblical in their coaching?
Absolutely. And what we have done is we began with the end in mind. Where do we want to see coaches get? And ultimately, we want them to be a legacy coach. And the best way I can describe that to you is a legacy coach is a coach that has an offensive game plan, a defensive game plan, and a spiritual game plan. And they're very intentional about weaving that spiritual game plan into all that they do. And when they do that, we have learned that it's not a question of will people come to Christ through their coaching and influence, but how many. And they come in droves.
We're talking to Del Wright, FCA Regional Director out of the state of Florida. Del, what are you seeing with the intentional coaches? Do you see God at work in the state of Florida through the legacy coaches?
Absolutely. One case in point. There's a coach in the Central Florida area. For 30 years, he pretty much did it the world's way. Based his success on wins, losses, championships. Well, when you do that, you tend to treat people as a commodity. So his players, as long as they performed, they were in good standing with him. If they didn't perform, they got kicked to the curb, found somebody else that would. Well, he was a train wreck. So he's applying for a head coaching position at an expansion school. It's a splinter off of another school. Well, this coach is interviewing, and one of our staff, Dr. Jeff Duke, was also on the search committee. So he had known this guy from his days in North Florida and really didn't think that they wanted to hire this guy because of his background and how he coached before. But this coach pursued Jeff. They ended up having breakfast, and Jeff couldn't believe the transformation that took place in this coach's life. Christ had got a hold of him, and he had changed his coaching, totally turned it upside down.
Wow.
So instead of him basing his success on wins and losses, his focus was now on loving the athlete.
Wow.
Well, let's fast forward 7 years. Six out of the first 7 years, they go into this new school. They've been to the state playoffs. That one coach at this expansion school, over 7 years, they've documented over 500 student-athletes coming to Christ.
Wow.
Under his influence.
Amazing. And then, of course, that will have tremendous effects and continue to ripple on, because those 500 will be passing it on to future sons and daughters and athletes until the day of Christ. So God bless you for all that you're doing, and thanks for being with us today, Del.
Thanks, Ron. It's good to be with you.
Our guest today has been FCA Regional Director out of the state of Florida, Del Wright, talking about the coaches' ministry. As you heard from Dell, FCA does have a great ministry to coaches. If you want to find out more about FCA's coaches ministry, go to FCA.org and click on Coaches. I'm jealous of our own Tom Rogenberg, because he hooked up with one of my favorite all-time greats, Bobby Richardson, former great New York Yankee. He's up next on Sharing the Victory.
When it comes to my sport and my faith, I can inspire change. I can inspire commitment. I can lead inside out. Find out how FCA Camps can help you reach your full potential.
FCA Camps,
a time of inspiration and perspiration for athletes and coaches. To learn more, call 866-269-2267. Again, 866-269-2267 or go to fcacamps.org. That's fcacamps.org. Here's a quick hit from University of Washington head basketball coach Lorenzo Romar.
And I vowed to the Lord that I would always have a ministry mindset. This job is basically an apartment that I'm paying rent for and that I can be evicted at any time if I don't maintain a ministry mindset. That's how I'm able to stay here. I decide, hey, this is just about wins and losses. It's about me. It's not about the Lord. I can get evicted at any time.
Quick hit from the Fellowship of Christian Athletes.
Glad you're with us today. I'm Ron Brown, your host. Bobby Richardson, former great second baseman with the New York Yankees, is our featured guest. Bobby still does a lot of speaking for FCA. In fact, our own Tom Rogenberg recently caught up with Bobby after he spoke at an FCA event in Jackson, Mississippi. Here's Tom Rogenberg's interview with Bobby Richardson.
Bobby, welcome once again to our program.
Well, Tom, thank you very much. I've always enjoyed being a part of your program. Ron is my friend, and thank you for being here and allowing me this opportunity.
Bobby, your message today in Jackson was the third one that you've given on behalf of FCA in the past 24 hours and the third state. You could be enjoying retirement at this stage in your life, but you seem to be as busy now as you ever were as a major league player or a very successful college coach. What is it that you want to accomplish as you speak so often on behalf of FCA?
Well, number one, FCA, I go way back, 50 years, in fact, and I just feel like it's an organization that challenges young people with the idea of knowing Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. The follow-up is to get active in a church, and I just see the impact. I mentioned in the program today that just last week in my hometown, 38 young athletes gave their heart to Christ on one football team. And right. So I see that across the nation, and that's why I'm excited about FCA.
Bobby, you played on some of the greatest Yankee teams ever. You played with some of the greatest stars in Yankee team history. Players who are known instantly just by their first names, like Mickey and Yogi and Whitey and Moose, and some people would have been intimidated by them, but they knew where you stood with the Lord Jesus Christ. How did you relate to them, and how did you minister to them as you were playing and in the days since then?
You know, I can remember coming along as a young 19-year-old, my first year with the Yankees, and there was a little good-natured kidding. They knew I was a religious boy or something of that nature, but during the course of the years, that relationship with my teammates grew to where there was a real respect, and we had wonderful times sitting down talking, as evidenced by the fact that I've had about six of my teammates' funerals as they've gone on to be with the Lord. So the Lord just allowed me sort of a family-type atmosphere with the New York Yankees and great relationships with my teammates.
Of course, Bobby, you contributed immensely to the success of those Yankee teams in the mid-50s to the mid-60s. You and your teammates won three World Series during your 12 years in the big leagues, and you were the MVP in the 1960 World Series when the Yankees didn't win the World Series. That was the first time that had ever happened. And you seem to enjoy your best performances in the biggest games, the biggest platforms and all, if you were. Sometimes sports biggest names can wilt in championship games. And how does God prepare you for those pressure-packed contests?
You know, that's really a good question. And I just feel like that I, first of all, played at the right time with certainly a great ball club, and my teammates were tremendous. But I was excited when I got to World Series play. There were reporters that would come in that were not there during the season from the small hometown newspapers, and they'd come up and talk to you, and there was just an excitement at the ballpark at World Series time that you just didn't have during the regular season. And I enjoyed those tremendously. But, you know, there are ups and downs in baseball. There are times when you do well. There are times when you don't. It just happened that in World Series play I was able to get some base hits, and I just enjoyed it tremendously.
Bobby, some outstanding athletes in recent years have begged not to be considered role models for America's youth. But you were, and you still are, excited to have that platform and opportunity. Have we as Americans a different understanding of what makes a real hero than when we did when you were playing?
Well, you know, I can remember that when I was coming along, it was a junior high school coach that had an impact in my life. he shared with me a verse of Scripture, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." And I have learned over the years the impact that not only coaches but athletes have on young people. And so it's a responsibility that I'm glad to share. I know there's some that walk away with it because perhaps they feel they can't live up to it. None of us can live up to it. But if we know the Lord is our Savior, certainly that makes a difference in our lives, and we want to influence for His honor and His glory.
As you said in the program this morning, you've been involved with FCA for 50 years now, one of the very early supporters, and you were on our National Board of Trustees. You have spoken all over the country for us. You were in our Hall of Champions, where we honor our true servant leaders. Bobby, you've helped in so many ways to grow FCA's ministry and impact. Listening today to our program, all across the country are student athletes, parents of athletes, coaches, sports fans. What would you tell them a personal relationship with Jesus Christ would do for them right now as well as in eternity?
I'm just grateful that a college coach way those years ago had a dream, and that dream was very simple: if in some way Christian athletes could band together with the idea of winning and influencing young boys and girls to Christ, how good that would be. It's a reality now. And this organization is having that impact. And my recommendation to any young person today would be threefold. First of all, to come to know, and then to walk daily, and to love the Lord Jesus with all their heart. That would be for a successful career in whatever field they choose, not necessarily just athletics.
Well, our special guest today has been the outstanding former second baseman of the New York Yankees and longtime FCA spokesperson, Bobby Richardson. Bobby, thank you so much for who you are and what you have accomplished for Jesus Christ.
And Tom, thank you for your role in the Fellowship of Christian Athletes. It's a team that across this country has banded together and does have an impact. And thank you for your part and for FCA, and I'm just glad to be a part of it.
Thanks, Tom. Do you know that God loves to fulfill dreams? And that's exactly what he did with Joseph in the Old Testament. On Coach's Corner, coming up next, FCA President Les Steckel is going to encourage us to follow the dreams that God gives us. That's next on FCA's national radio program, Sharing the Victory.
Not only is SharingTheVictoryRadio.com the place to listen to past programs and subscribe to receive the free podcast, SharingTheVictoryRadio.com is also the place that links you to the Fellowship of Christian Athletes to learn more about how God is using the largest sports ministry in the world. Also, you'll get access to the online version of Sharing the Victory magazine. Check us out today at SharingTheVictoryRadio.com. That's SharingTheVictoryRadio.com.
Hey, Dads, we have a great program for you for Father's Day next weekend on Sharing the Victory. Former Super Bowl winning coach Tony Dungy will join us.
You don't have to follow the crowd. You don't have to live the lifestyle that society says is the way you should go.
As will two-time U.S. Open champion Lee Jansen.
The victory sometimes is short-lived on tour when you win a tournament, but the victory with God is forever.
This program is for you, Dads, so join us next weekend for Sharing the Victory Radio.
Welcome back to Sharing the Victory. I'm Ron Brown. It's time for Coach's Corner with FCA President Les Steckel.
June is traditionally the month of weddings, and I'm about to be the father of the bride myself later this month. I think about how 28 years I've been praying for God's man, and sure enough, he's shown up. God chose his man, and what a blessing he will be to our family and certainly to my daughter. How grateful I am. June is also, of course, the month for graduations, military commissioning ceremonies, the start of summer vacations, and Father's Day. Yes, guys have many opportunities this month, especially to demonstrate leadership and express gratitude. For the next several weeks, I want to look at the lives of several outstanding leaders from the Old Testament. Their stories have inspired millions over many centuries, and their examples of faithfulness can teach us just as much as they did their contemporaries thousands of years ago. We men really need godly role models these days, and none can be found better than the three we'll look at. This week, we'll consider the life of Joseph. His life is recorded in Genesis chapters 37 to 50. You'll recall that Joseph told his brothers and his father Jacob of his dream where he was ruling over all his brothers, and they were bowing down to him. This made his brothers even more jealous of Joseph, who was clearly his father's favorite. They became so irritated with him, they overpowered him, cast him into a pit, and sold Joseph into slavery. Talk about a dream that was now never going to happen. However, as my friend Jerry White, former president of the Navigators, has written in a wonderful new book soon to be published called The Joseph Road, Joseph's faithfulness to God restored his shattered dreams in ways only God could have accomplished. Joseph's life journey included being betrayed by his brothers, sold into slavery, transported to a distant land with a foreign language and strange culture, falsely accused of attempted rape, and banished to prison. Yet Genesis 39, verse 23 tells us that the Lord was with Joseph and gave him success in whatever he did. How could that be? What I just said hardly sounds like success. He did twice have important leadership roles in Egypt, but pain and loneliness were well known to him too. As Jerry White's The Joseph Road relates, no matter where he was, Joseph remained faithful to God, to Egypt's ruler, Potiphar, to the prison warden, and to his family, even forgiving his brothers' evil treatment of him and then providing food for them during the years of famine. Joseph's brothers ultimately did recognize his godly wisdom and authority and greatly profited from his forgiveness and generosity to them. Joseph teaches us such valuable life lessons as being faithful in whatever responsibilities you have, following your dreams, keeping focused on God during adversity, being forgiving, loving and generous, and always acting with grace. This is Coach Les Steckel, president of the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, encouraging you to always follow the dreams God gives you, particularly those which will help serve others and build up their own dreams. God bless you, my friend.
Thanks, Coach. That was inspirational. Next week, Sharing the Victory will be celebrating Father's Day, and we have a great program. Lee Jansen, a two-time U.S. Open golf champion, will be with us. Tony Dungy, former great NFL coach, and Fouad Ferris, the FCA Regional Director for New England, will be in the house. Remember, there are two ways of doing sports, God's way or man's way. Which will you choose? From all of us here at Sharing the Victory, have a great week in Christ.
Next Sunday is Father's Day, and we have a great Father's Day gift. It's the book called The Difference a Father Makes by former NFL player Ed McGlasson. We have 10 books to give away. Call us now, and we'll put your name in a drawing and pick 10 winners. Call us at 866-788-5031. That's 866-788-5031. You can also enter the drawing by sending us an email. You can find our email address at our website, sharingthevictoryradio.com. Just click on Contact Us. When you send us a message, don't forget to leave your mailing address. Again, the website is sharingthevictoryradio.com. We hope you have a great week and make plans to join us next weekend for Sharing the Victory. Sharing the Victory is a production of the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, the heart and soul in sports.